One person who's excited about Savannah's port expansion is Daryl Penn. He's with C.H. Robinson, a third-party logistics company.
We're a travel agent for cargo. We're helping it get where it needs to go in the most efficient and effective manner.
That cargo could travel by truck, by air, ship, or railroad. Penn hopes the Savannah deepening will lead to larger profits and new clients.
With larger boats coming in and more containers coming in, there's more freight that needs to be moved through the supply chain. So I think we're hopeful that we'll be able to participate in that.
Deeper ports in Savannah and elsewhere on the Eastern Seaboard could lead to a 3 to 5% shift of cargo from the West Coast to the East Coast. That's according to Paige Siflon. He's the executive director for Georgia Center of Innovation for Logistics. Siflon also says it could help Georgia and Atlanta companies become more competitive.
It's economies of scale. All right, those larger vessels cannot fit through the Panama Canal. So they are servicing the West Coast. As they open that Panama Canal, those larger vessels can carry more boxes and thus reduce the overall cost for the shipment, and that gets passed on.
In other words, it'll be cheaper for companies to ship goods to Atlanta. The state has already set aside $266 million for Savannah's port deepening. An agreement signed this week allows the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to use that money to start construction on the harbor. Meanwhile, state officials are waiting on Congress to approve funding for the rest of the project. Michelle Wirth, WAUBE News.